ज्ञानं यन श्लाघया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशय नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो तारो छोटू दी गई This drama is very pathetic. The devotee who did actually that thing about 100,000 years before, he has written himself that he realized this. So you should have very strongly faith on Krishna and his mercy. That Lakshmi can beg door to door the
wealth.
It may be that she can beg here and there, door to door. But devotee of Krishna, they will not do like this. Krishna manages everything. So you should not be worried for your future life or anything. Very boldly, without any fear, you can serve Krishna, meditate Krishna, chant Krishna. If whole world is one party and against party, they cannot do anything to true devotee because Krishna is there with him, always helping. And keep Krishna is not there, whole world taking his part, they cannot save that person. So, always try to be very bold, fearless, and strong. It may be that he can test something, but try to be very strong. That you will never fail in his examination. Now I am coming to my subject. One shloka I will speak from Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction, and then I will explain Chaitanya Charitamrita. कृष्णस्य उच्चै प्रणयवसति प्रेयसभ्योऽपि राधा कुण्डं चास्य मुनिभिः अभित तादृगेव व्यधायि यत्प्रेष्ठैरपि अप्पलं सुलभं किं पुनर्भक्तिभाजं तत्प्रेमेदिं सवितपि सरः स्नातुरावैष्करोति Very important shloka written by Srila Rupa Goswami. In explanation of this shloka, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj is writing something. I want that it should be read in this consciousness. No? The lines. First you should read the meaning and then special things.
Of the many objects of favored delight and of all the lovable damsels of Vrajabhumi, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love. And, in every respect, her divine kund is described by great sages as similarly dear to him. Undoubtedly, Radha Kund is very rarely attained even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within those holy waters, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused.
Then, Swami is part part. No harm.
Among all the Radha Kund is very rarely attained even by great personalities fully engaged in devotional service, not to speak of ordinary devotees who are only engaged in the practice of Vaihi Bhakti.
Go.
Attaining their
very strong belief like this. Srila Rupa Goswami has told, Mahaprabhu has told, all our acharyas have told, and Swamiji also in his explanation.
The conclusion of the Radha Kund and to bathe there daily constitute the highest perfection of devotional service.
Tamal Krishna and Giriraj and all prominent devotees were telling me that about 5-6 days before he left this world, he was again and again ordering me that you should manage to take me Radha Kund on bullock cart.
Arrange a bullock cart.
And I will not go in car.
Yes.
I will go in bullock cart. And I want to live there and to take bath. And there I will. Eternally I want. This was perhaps last wish of Swamiji, like this. He again told, in the evening, have you managed?
Arrange, yes.
Again, next day, oh, you don't want to take me there. They very requestly told that, Prabhu, you are not in a
good health,
position.
In a good health to go there.
After some days, 2-4 days, you will be okay, and then we will take you to by Bola cart, Radha Kund. Yes. And he was observed. So, Radha Kund is the highest place in the whole world, even in Golok Vrindavan. The Radha Kund and Shyam Kund are not different from Radha and Krishna. So he has told everything in his writings. But we try to hide all these things. I don't know why. Only, oh, you should do this.
Distribute
this, that, do this. Make a very varnashram, anything.
Community.
And this and that. It is good for
beginners.
Also, they are not criticizing. Anyone will not criticize. But for advanced devotees, he has told like all these things. And if any devotee is not trying to advance, then what to tell about them? Nothing. I will say that they are not in real path. So we should try to follow all these things. according to our qualification, increasing our devotional states, and thus this must come. And if you are telling that, oh, we are not qualified, we are not qualified, oh, read Bhagavad, we are not qualified. You should reach it, no, we are not qualified. So what you are qualified? But I know that there was a devotee in Bhuvaneshwar. I don't want to take his name. He used to tell all these things very bravely and boldly. And he was always tried to be in control, keep in control. He thought that it is better to not to be controlled but to die. Death is better than to be always controlled by these things. At once he left his body. So we should try this path, this way, or Swamiji has taken this way. And he has made a very pakka road.
Concrete road.
Concrete road for us. More than these roads. So we should do the lower class of devotees, Kanishtha Adhikari. They should follow totally what he has told. And also the advanced devotees, according to their devotion stages, they should follow also. And especially all these. Otherwise, there is no need of coming in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this sampradaya, or Rupanugadhara, or in the line of Swamiji. Gaur Brahmanandi. The conclusion, perhaps. Anything more?
A little bit more. It is a difficult position to attain, even for great sages and devotees like Narada. Thus, there is no limit to the glory of Sri Radha Kund.
If these things are not written, how a devotee can have all these lalasa, these desires, sweet desires? If something is not told, not preached to the council of more advanced devotees, how can they advance? So, these books should be also given, should be
studied. Given attention to.
No. Inka bhi pravachan ityadi hona chahiye.
They should also be propagated.
Yes. In classes, some part here and there. Also, the explanations of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has done for all classes of persons. So, those who are real devotees will hear and they will have a pure greed for having all these things, and gradually they will be advanced. In the morning, we were telling about Krishna Bhakti Ras Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Kutopi Jadi Labhyate. And after that, Jannam Shruti Matrena Puman Bhavati Nirmala Tasya Tirtha Pada Kimba Dasanam Avashishyate. I have also explained Dasya Bhava. Mahaprabhu told that, oh, it is sarva sadhasar, but I want to hear more. Then he told about dasharas. Then Mahaprabhu told, "Yo hoy kichu age ar rai. If anything further, you should tell about." Then, again, Raya Ramanand began to tell, Ittam satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena mayasitanam naradarakena shraddham vijahuru kita punya punya ittham brahma sukhanu. Those who in Gyan Marga, practicing lakhs and lakhs births, they can realize something. Brahmasukh, what is Brahmasukh? What is Brahmasukh? Like a person attacked another person and he began to
strangle
his neck, and he was about to die. Eyes
coming out,
rolling and coming up, and he was about to die. But anyone came and he usko chhuda diya.
Make him free.
Separated him
from. Released him.
Released him. Oh. I'm okay. So this kind is Brahmasukh. What is Brahmasukh? Negative aspect gone away. What rogue we had.
Disease.
So this is called Mukti. A realization to release. So there is no any good sukh.
Not any positive aspect.
Nothing there. So Gyani wants to serve that thing. Nirvishesh Brahma. And the realize some happiness, but that happiness is like that, negative. And those like Hanuman and others want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He comes sometimes like Paradevata. Paradevata. Paradevata means like Ramchandra, sometimes like Krishna, Dwarkadhish, like this. Hanuman serves in Dasharas to Ram, and Uddhava and others, Uddhava, Satviki, Akrur, Maharaj Ugrasen, all are servant of Dasharas. They serve him. Mayashitanam, those who are under Maya, they serve Deshi Krishna as a boy, like
as a common boy.
Common boy. Naradarakena, the son of any worldly person. This thing. There are two kinds. One covered by Maya, this illusory Maya. They don't know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead or anything. And they think that, oh, he is like a boy. And sometimes they, like Duryodhan, Dushasan, Karna and all,
Shishupal,
always neglecting him. Thinking him a very simple boy. And others, Mayashitanam, those who are under the guidance, under control of Yoga Maya, Dishan of Upananda, and all other cowherd boys, controlled by Yoga Maya, they have forgotten their power, that they are liberated, and they are Sarvagya,
Omniscient.
Omniscient. And they are also powerful. They can take whole world on their dish. And they can run here and there. They can do anything. But they have forgotten their powers. And they have also forgotten that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Only they think that Krishna is our friend. Very bosom friend. Like us. Satam Vijahu Krita Punya Puja. How glorious they are. Oh, Siddham, Subal, Madhumangal and all others. They think that he is simple boy like that. Sometimes quarreling, sometimes defeating Krishna, and sometimes sitting on the shoulders of Krishna, and sometimes defeated by Krishna. And Krishna is sitting here. Sometimes Krishna defeated them and he sat on the shoulder of Siddhama and Madhumangal and all others. But when Krishna was defeated and they wanted to ride on the shoulder of Krishna, quickly Krishna ran towards Baldev Prabhu and went in the lap of Baldev Prabhu.
And hide himself with each other.
But Baldev Prabhu checked, stopped all. Oh, this is a very, very
soft
and he cannot do like this. He cannot tolerate your weight. Don't disturb.
I shall carry you.
Oh, I am coming and you can
sit on my
these kinds of players. One day, all boys were naked, quite naked. They are playing with Krishna. What? Indian place. Like they were making some houses of dust. And sometimes Madhumangal or Subal, Siddham, or sometimes Krishna is used to
break the
smash. And then any Sakha, Sudham, Subal took some dust and throw on the Krishna. And other was also doing so, all were playing in this way. They saw that, and in the same moment, a very great sis, like Durvasa, so much great beers, and Jata. Only taking his door coffin and he was coming and he was watching like this. Well, oh, very good, they are playing. But the black boy is so prominent, really. And he was looking, and he was observed. Krishna saw that a great sage had come. He at once came and told, Baba, Baba, I have defeated Siddham. Can you tell? You should tell only truth. He is telling that I have defeated, but I am telling that I have defeated. And you are
Evidence.
You are seeing.
Referee.
So you should tell who has defeated. Oh, I am defeated. Tell this. And Baba means?
Silent.
Durvasarishi.
Silent.
He could not decide what to tell, what to not tell. He was trembling. And at last he sat down. And then Krishna came in the lap of Baba and took his dadi. Baba, Baba, why you are not giving any decision? You should give any decision. Otherwise he will quarrel with me and tell that, I should ride on your shoulder. He will tell. So at once we want that you should give decision.
Are you dumb?
But he could not tell. Then, are you dumb? And he stood up. And Krishna smiled.
Are you dead?
He smiled. And at once Durvasa went in his mouth. In his mouth there are all lakhs and lakhs, unlimited worlds. And he was roaming here and there for lakh and lakh births. And it was not going to be
ended.
By luck he went to in Vrindavan, and where he saw the same scene, that Krishna is playing with boys, with dust and these things. And he went there, and Krishna smiled, and he came out of his mouth. And he flat on the lotus feet of Krishna. So these are the pains of Krishna with Sakha. That a rishi like Durvasa could not imagine. Who is Krishna? Who are these boys and playing this? So Sukadeva Goswami is telling that they must have done in their pastimes kritakupunya punja. That they must have some very strong impressions in their past life. That is why they are playing with the beautiful Krishna. Prabhu became, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing this, became so happy. Iho uttam. It is what? Uttam?
Better.
Better. Higher. But I want to know that you should speak more highest than this. Raya kahe basalya prem sarva sadhya sar. Then Raya told that though this basal sakha rasi is so high, but yet basalya prem is more higher than this sakha rasi. And he quoted a sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nanda kim akarod brahman seyo eva mahodayam yasodava mahabhaga papaujasya stanam hari. Nanda kim akarod brahman. Fine. Sukadeva Goswami told the pastimes of boyhood of Krishna. And Yashoda Ma tightened Krishna. Tightened Krishna. And he was weeping so much. Do you know that Krishna became so many? When Brahma took all the cowherd boys and calves and took in the cave, at that time Krishna himself became all cowherd, boys and all calves. Why? Because he was not satisfied by only the milk of Yashoda Maiya. All the gopis in Braja, those who are mature days, they wanted that Krishna should be our son. Their sons, Subal, Siddham, Madhumangal, all were sons. But they wanted that Krishna should be their own son. That is, Krishna wanted to fulfill their desire. All the cows in Braja, also they wanted that Krishna should be our calf and he should drink our milk. Krishna has to fulfill their also desires. All the girls of Vrindavan, they wanted that Krishna should be our beloved and husbands. Also to fulfill, he became all the cowherd boys. And at that year, Garga Rishi, the astrologer of Vrindavan, he declared that all the gopis should try to give marriage to their daughters this very year. And also all the fathers of gopis, they should marry their sons this year. This year there is a very good
constellation.
Job, there is a very good Job. There will not be vidhava.
Widow.
Never. And their suhag is for eternal suhag. Sindur and his husband will not die. They will be always happy. So you must marry your daughters and sons. So all were married that this year. All the daughters were married to whom? All the gopis, girls? Because Krishna was himself cowherd boy. So all gopis were married. Those who were in womb of their mother, they promised that if this child will be son and your daughter, then we have some words now. I'm giving you word that we should marry our daughter and son. Even it was declared that. Why? Only to keep the desire, to fulfill desire of all Krishna deities. Being Supreme Personality of Godhead, he came in the life of Yashoda as his son. He was first the son of Yashoda and secondary to Devaki and Vasudeva. Really he was the son of
Nanda
and Yashoda. It has been written everywhere. Krishna